born for us. The prophet Isaiah, in times of old, inspired by the Spirit, a birth foretold about a child who for us would be born, a son, a gift to humankind forlorn. The weight of the world his shoulders would bear, his power and command he would not share. As was expected, he would gain great fame and would acquire a memorable name. While others offer thoughts that might entice, he is a counselor with sound advice. When we're dismayed, he listens to our strife, then speaks to our hearts with truth that brings life. He's a mighty God with abiding strength, who rules the world in height, in breadth, and length. By divine will, he came in submission to save from sin his heavenly mission. He was, when time began, thus fraternal. In him, time never ends, thus eternal. A loving God in whom we feel secure. Through faith in him, in heaven we'll endure. Though in times of turmoil, our eyes lose scope, in his kingdom he sustains us with hope. His governance will forever increase. Of the universe, he is Prince of Peace.
I would like to leave you with one more poem. It's called God's Peace is a Gift. And it incorporates a lot of the words of Christ. It says this: don't let your heart be troubled. You believe in God. Believe and trust also in Jesus, who can give you the gift of God's peace, real peace. Not as the world gives peace, but peace of spirit, peace of purpose, peace of heart. Then accept Jesus into your heart. Accept his gift by filling your life with his peace, his joy, and his love. There's a little thing that's been said many times, and I should have put it on the screen. It uses the word no, Anno, no peace, or no Christ, no peace. And then it changes that word no to K-N-O-W. No Christ, no peace. Amen?
Amen.
It's our prayer for you today that you have all accepted Christ and that you, K-N-O-W, know peace. Let these words of Jesus be our benediction today. Would you stand with me? And Brian would have us take one another's hands. These are the words of Christ. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Don't let your heart be troubled or fearful. You will have suffering in this world, but be courageous. I have conquered the world. Amen. Merry Christmas.